book out. It's called The Dance Cure. And Peter, good morning to you. I think that what we are saying, Rhea and I, is that we just like to go, we just like it fast and furious.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, fast and furious is the thing to do. It's just that natural thing. If you feel a groove, wiggling your body and bit to it is the best sort of dancing for making you feel fantastic.
But actually, you've done a bit more than just say, yeah, we all know that kind of any exercise really makes us feel better. You've drilled into why dancing.
Yeah, now dancing is special for a number of reasons. So I've spent 25 years working as a university researcher in research labs, looking at the relationship between moving your body and your human condition. So we know that when you move your body, it's fantastic socially. So it bonds people socially. We know it changes the way people think and solve problems. We know it's great for their physical makeup, their heart and for their brain. And we know also that it's fantastic for their emotional state too. So what we've done, we looked at the science of why dancing is so fantastic, those four aspects of the human condition.
There does seem to be a cultural element to dance, doesn't there? I come from a background that I have a father that's from Africa, and the way that dance is kind of culturally entrenched there feels very different to the way that it is here in the Western world. Are there differences also in the way that we appreciate it, depending on where we're based?
Well, the marvellous thing is we can all get a benefit from dancing, but what we have to do is to overcome that social and cultural aspect of dance. What the terrible thing about the UK is, generally, is that we don't dance enough. So we watch dancing on Strictly Come Dancing, which is great, but what we really need high streets where, instead of coffee shops, there are places to dance every 100 yards. We need workplaces where people can have a boogie box in the middle of a workplace and they can go off and have a boogie during the day. And we need schools that introduce movement and dance in their curriculum so that as kids are learning stuff, they're moving their bodies too. And if we change that culture, then, of course, dance will be much more, you know, we can let our natural urge come out. I believe we are all born to dance. And there is no culture anywhere in the world where dancing hasn't happened naturally. But there are cultures that suppress dancing. And when you suppress dancing, that's when you get the it's not so good.
Dancing is like singing, though, isn't it? That there are some people who just seem to be naturally better at it than others. Should we be moving away from the idea that you have two left feet and therefore you shouldn't be dancing in public and just let everyone, whether they can catch the beat or not, get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. This whole idea that we can judge people on their dancing ability is terrible, because a lot of people have very large-scale surveys of asking people why they do and why they don't dance. And a lot of people say they don't dance because of competence issues. They say, well, I'm not good enough to dance. I've got the wrong body. I don't quite, you know, my legs won't go up my ears. There's a whole set of reasons why they don't dance. But those are not real reasons for not dancing. Everyone can dance. It's like Gerald the giraffe in the story, Giraffe Can't Dance. When you feel the beat, you can move your body. And I think this idea of having good dancers versus bad dancers is in itself a very bad idea.
So in your book, The Dance Cure, and by the way, I did go onto that YouTube and watched your very fine bit of dancing there.
Oh, thank you.
I like the arrow and releasing the bow one, which I do in fact use in some of my moves, along with the shopping trolley and the dealing out the cards. But in The Dance Cure, what else are people going to be able to get out of it?
Oh, well, what I've got in the book, in The Dance Cure, is a whole set of prescriptions. So in these prescriptions, there are whatever ailment you have or whatever state of mind you have, there's a cure for that by dancing. And you can explore different types of dancing and different styles of dancing to address those different types of ailments that you've got. So you might be stuck in a set pattern of thinking. You might be really bored and it's stuck in a routine, and we can get some dancing to overcome that. Or you might be in a relationship where you're lacking intimacy, or you're in a relationship where it's a bit tense. There's a whole set of things that you can learn from the book by using dance to help you have a happier, stronger life.
Are we the only animal that dances?
No, we're not. So birds of paradise dance, and there are lots of birds that use dance as part of their mate selection and mate rituals things. You see birds shaking their feathers, and they respond to one another as they're moving their bodies. And there are lots of animals that respond to movement, other creatures' movements. So even if you watch a pair of dogs come towards each other, there's a kind of dance. They respond to each other in terms of their physical movement. And as one dog does one thing, another will do something else. And so there's this interplay of movement is very natural, and we find it in lots of creatures.
You see, I love that. My happy place is watching those two cockatoos. I don't know if you've seen it on YouTube. It's the two cockatoos and they're just sitting there. And the male cockatoo, I think it's a male and a female, the male cockatoo responding very much to being played some Elvis Presley and head banging and everything else, jumping up and down, very good rhythm. And the female just looking at him like, yeah, just stop it.
It's brilliant, isn't it? So when you see that in nightclubs or you see that in the local club, people dancing to music and other people watching them dance, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's such a natural thing for us to do.
Yeah. Now, what I was going to ask, though, is you mentioned Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah. And is dancing freeform just as equally as good for you as when you learn a routine or when you learn to do something properly, like, for example, the cha-cha or the American smooth? Is there any difference? Does it make a difference?
Well, it does. Now, those things make a difference in terms of the way you think and the way you solve problems. So learning something like the American smooth or the cha-cha-cha is going to be challenging for you cognitively because you have to remember a whole lot of movement sequences, which is a really complex task to do. You think about your spatial awareness, you're working with a partner, and you have to make coordination. So there's a whole set of that going on. When you're moving freestyle, then, of course, you've got to get rid of those set patterns of thinking. You've just got to feel the groove in parts of your body and be more spontaneous. Now, whenever I do dance-based events, there are half the audience who find structured dancing, learning a cha-cha-cha, fantastic. They love that, but they can't bear the improvisation. And the other half love the improvisation, but can't bear learning. So there really is dancing for both. What we find in our lab is that when we have people moving their body in an improvised way, so you just shake and wiggle your body, you know, in an unplanned way, let's put some music on and play the air guitar, go for it, that it changes the way, it changes the way people think and solve problems, and it increases their creative thinking. So what we use that for very often is when people are coming up with a problem that they're trying to decide what to have for dinner, or they're trying to decide what to wear, or where to go on holiday, or what to do during lockdown in the house for the 100th day, then improvised dancing, shaking your body in an improvised way, can increase your creative thinking and help you think differently about your situation.
That is interesting. In lockdown, I've spent, like many people, a lot of time doing the virtual workout classes. And the thing that I love about the dance in comparison to the kind of stretch classes or any of the other workout classes is there's no real sense of competition. And I wonder how much of that is linked to the fact that actually all of these classes seem to be led by women and primarily have women involved. And so the psychology around them feels very different to some of the other classes that I'm doing that seem to be kind of who can run the furthest or run the fastest or pick up the heaviest weight.
Yeah. It's interesting that on that notion of competition, isn't it, really, of whether we're doing it just for us or whether we're doing it for somebody else. And of course, in dancing, we do it in different ways. It's interesting because I'm not sure about the gender issue in dance, because there are lots of male teachers too who run non-competitive dance classes, who run classes for individuals to find themselves and to be in their own bodies and to feel fantastic about themselves. But it is interesting. I find when I go to a dance class, because I'm 55, a bit overweight, and I'm a bit, you know, my body doesn't do what it used to be able to do. I feel sometimes quite self-conscious about my body in a class full of people dancing. But when I'm dancing from home, then I don't feel that at all. I'm the same way if I'm doing these exercise classes online. And also, it depends who's running it. If I've got somebody in front of me in an exercise class who, you know, on even a virtual one, who has the perfect body, whatever that means, but they have a perfect aspirational body, I feel utterly intimidated by that. But if I watch somebody on screen who doesn't have a perfect aspirational body, I can relate to that. And then I feel really comfortable in my own skin, and I feel very happy moving in that way too. So I think the instructor has a big impact on creating the environment.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Thank you so much for talking to us, Dr. Peter Lovett, dance psychologist. Are you going to be doing a bit of dancing today? It's a nice day for it in some places.
Yeah, I'll be doing tap dancing. I've been trying to learn 42nd Street at home. So I've been trying to, that's been my lockdown challenge, is to break down the choreography to 42nd Street and dance it.
Well, we should, no doubt you'll be posting it on YouTube or somewhere else. Thank you very much, Dr. Peter Lovett. And the dance cure is out now. We're going to take a very swift break and then we're going to talk to Deborah Mogo about the care.